As we come into prayer today, we bring our honest and authentic selves to God, and we ask God to quiet us with His love. God says in Psalm 46, verse 10, "Be still and know that I am God." Match these words with the rhythm of your breathing in these moments of quiet centering. Before you listen to this first reading of the text, ask God to remove any preconceived notions about what the scripture means or how you might apply it to your life. And instead, receive it as God's fresh word spoken to you. There's no need to analyze or use it right now. Just listen. Our scripture reading today is from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 3, verses 20 to 25. Listen to God's word. "And the crowd came together again, so that they could not even eat. When his family heard it, they went out to restrain him, for people were saying, 'He has gone out of his mind.' And the scribes who came down from Jerusalem said, 'He has Beelzebul, and by the ruler of the demons he casts out demons.' And he called them to him and spoke to them in parables: 'How can Satan cast out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand.'" For this second reading, listen for a word or phrase that catches your attention, that comes into bold print or shimmers for you. Maybe it's a word or phrase that stirs your curiosity or comforts you or even agitates you. Listen for a word or phrase from Scripture that invites you to pause and linger.
"And the crowd came together again, so that they could not even eat. When his family heard it, they went out to restrain him, for people were saying, 'He has gone out of his mind.' And the scribes who came down from Jerusalem said, 'He has Beelzebul, and by the ruler of the demons he casts out demons.' And he called them to him and spoke to them in parables: 'How can Satan cast out Satan?
If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. If a word or phrase has come into bold print for you, linger with it. What thoughts or feelings arise in you as you hold this word or phrase? How does this word or phrase intersect with your life right now?
And the crowd came together again, so that they could not even eat. When his family heard it, they went out to restrain him, for people were saying, "He has gone out of his mind." And the scribes who came down from Jerusalem said, "He has Beelzebul, and by the ruler of the demons he casts out demons." And he called them to him and spoke to them in parables. How can Satan cast out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand.
Whatever you're noticing about your response to this word or phrase from Scripture, bring it into conversation now with God and listen for how God is responding to you through His Word. What is God's invitation or call to you? How will you respond? And the crowd came together again, so that they could not even eat. When his family heard it, they went out to restrain him, for people were saying, "He has gone out of his mind." And the scribes who came down from Jerusalem said, "He has Beelzebul, and by the ruler of the demons he casts out demons." And he called them to him and spoke to them in parables. How can Satan cast out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand.
In the quiet, simply rest in the presence of God. No words are necessary. Simply enjoy this place of communion with the God who loves you. In the trustworthy name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, Savior, and Redeemer. Amen.